We're just a few days out from Ash Wednesday in the beginning of Lent. So I just want to encourage you now, before we actually arrive at Ash Wednesday, to be thinking and praying about what God's calling you to do for Lent. You know, the church holds out for us the three things of Lent: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And the church gives us these, each one of them. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So that's my encouragement, is think of one thing in each of those. It's not just, I'm pretty good at fasting, I'll just stick with that. Okay, that's great. What about prayer and then almsgiving too? But the church gives us each one of these three because in the same way that sin is not just an action that we do, but it's something that changes us. It can change something in us. Prayer and fasting and almsgiving, each one of those in different ways, they heal us. And they're not just actions that we do, but they're something that changes us. They help us to actually be able to see clearly. Prayer helps us to be able to see clearly. Fasting helps us to be able to see clearly. And giving alms helps us to be able to see clearly. Each one of those in different ways. And so just begin, I ask you, start thinking and praying about that now if you haven't already, so that Lent doesn't catch you by surprise, even as late as it is this year. One of the things that the church, that the diocese here gives us as an opportunity for almsgiving, and really you can give to anything just about, and so if there's a charity that you love to give to that. But the whole point is find something to give to, give alms to, give something of what you've been blessed with to others in this season of Lent. One of the things that our diocese holds out is the African mission that we've had in Kenya for many years now. And so as we get ready to enter into Lent, we'll have a moment to see and listen to our bishop and see what has been happening at the African mission in this last year.